After a humid start to the week, some much drier air has worked its way into the Northeast, and that dry air is ideal for cooler temperatures at night. So it was a chilly morning across the region. Temperatures this afternoon have warmed up into the 70s and low 80s in most locations, and the air mass remains very comfortable with dew point temperatures running mainly in the 50s, so the humidity levels remain very low this Friday afternoon. We had some fog around this morning. That burned off by mid-morning, and then by lunchtime, we saw a few clouds develop mainly over the higher terrain, and some of those clouds continue to blow through the region, so we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies between now and sunset. And then later tonight, as high pressure continues to build in from the west, the sky will become clear. Temperatures will once again be on the cool side, falling back into the 40s and 50s across New York and western New England. And just like last night, we'll see some areas of fog form, mainly near bodies of water. Tomorrow looks to be a nice summer day. As high pressure continues to be in control of the weather, it will very slowly nudge to the east. We'll have a mixture of clouds and sunshine. There's a very small chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm tomorrow, but that's not going to be a big deal. Temperatures will be in the 80s across the area, so it will be a little bit warmer than today, though the humidity levels will remain pretty low tomorrow, though it might start to feel just a touch on the muggy side by late tomorrow into tomorrow night. And that humidity increase will continue through Sunday into early next week, as a large upper-level low works its way into the nation's midsection, and that will allow a broad southwesterly flow for us, and that will pump up the humidity levels, and also will increase our chances for showers and storms, at least from time to time. So it looks a bit unsettled for the first half of next week. Eventually, though, we'll start to see some cooler and drier air work its way into the Northeast. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 48 to 56, some lower to mid-40s in the Adirondacks. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a small chance of a passing shower or storm, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low 48 to 56, some lower to mid-40s in the Adirondacks, and tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a small chance of a passing thunderstorm, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a small chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, small chance of a passing shower or storm, high in the lower to mid-80s. Region-wide on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, muggy, high in the upper 70s to mid-80s. And on Monday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, humid, with highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.